It's time to awaken your inner traveler and zip around the world as money is sent to the people who rely on it. This is Money Travels, presented by Visa. I'm Indraya Viscontis. Mike Acton lives a life that many people dream of, getting paid to travel for long stretches of time, but only having to unpack a suitcase once.
Working on a cruise ship is quite unique. Do you often are working on the same ships over and over and over again, so they kind of definitely become like family. So you're just kind of traveling with some of your best friends and just making those memories. And for me personally, the benefits definitely outweigh the challenges. I'm meeting new people, traveling to new places, new cultures, and that's why I'm still here. I've been working on board for the past almost 20 years now.
Welcome to Money Travels, presented by Visa. On this podcast, we follow the money as it zips around the world, enabling our fellow humans to survive and thrive. And we talk to the experts who are building the tools that will transform the next generation of money movement. Some of us are bitten by the travel bug and just can't get enough of the adventures and new experiences that being on the move provides. And in an increasingly digital world, physical locations seem to matter less and less when it comes to taking care of business. But the logistics of running a cruise ship are not for the faint of heart, and there are many hidden challenges that cruise ship employees and their employers face, even when it comes to money movement. That's where fintech company and Visa Direct partner Brightwell comes in. Their innovations and cross-border payments have been a game changer for the industry. We'll hear how they're accomplishing this sea change, if you'll forgive the pun, from Brightwell CEO Larry Hipp a little later on. But first, let's hear more about what it's like to work on a cruise ship.
There's such a huge, wide range of different types of roles on board, anywhere from singing and dancing to butcher, chef, working the shops, the spa, the casino, and of course, working in the deck and engine departments as well. Some of the larger ones have well over 1,000 different types of positions working on board, and all completely different nationalities, of course, as well. And there are definitely challenges. I mean, it's not a job for everyone. Keeping in mind that, you know, you are away from your friends and family for up to 9 months, 10 months at a time. Also working every day for, in our case, 4 months at a time does get quite exhausting. But the energy of the people around you definitely help with that. And of course, also traveling, getting out there and experiencing new cultures definitely gives you a good energy to kind of continue on with the next day, of course. If it is for you, and once you get into the hang of it and used to it, it's an amazing job, an amazing industry to work in.
One of the biggest issues is that you're never really in one place for very long, and international waters are just that. They're in between countries. Here's Melissa Escalante, a former cruise employee from Mexico, telling us about her experience.
I would join in a certain city, and maybe at the end of my contract, I would finish in a completely different city. So, for example, my first contract, I joined in Busan, South Korea. Our home port was Tianjin in China. So we were doing all of the Asia season. We did China, Japan, South Korea, and then we did the transition down to Singapore. And then after that, we transitioned to Australia, New Zealand, and the South Pacific Islands. And then at the end, I signed off in Singapore. So you're never in one place at a time.
So what are the latest money movement innovations that can make life a little easier for cruise ship employees like Melissa and Mike? After more than 23 years working for cruise ships at sea, Andre Eduardo is on land working as the senior manager of onboard operations accounting for Virgin Voyages. Andre, how many employees are you managing payroll for at any given time?
The payroll is about 1,100 per ship, so that's times four. So it's quite a lot. It's a big number.
And can you tell us how many countries or what countries most of the employees that you're dealing with are from?
We have from all over the world. We have from Brazil. We have from Argentina. We have from Chile, Peru, South Africa, North Africa, West Africa, the Philippines, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, from the Netherlands, from Germany, Sweden, Croatia. We have Bosnia and Herzegovina. We have from all over the place, basically Spain.
Does that present a particular challenge when it comes to distributing payroll for you?
It used to be. Back in the old days, it used to be, believe it or not, we had envelopes or all the crew members' wages on envelopes printed. And we had a lot of money laying on the desk. And my department and I would be responsible for filling all those envelopes with a payroll. It was insane. And then you have the issue that I hope you have a safe in your cabin, or then you have to go ashore and use Western Union or whichever way it is that your country is linked to send the money home. It was literally a nightmare.
Let's hear again from one of our cruise ship employees.
There's ATMs on the ships, and then the HR department on board had like different currencies. So we could even take money out in dollars, bring it to HR, and exchange for like euros, for example, or like yen or whatever the itinerary was, they would have the currency available. Obviously, you're going to lose some money when you're doing conversions, especially like if you're going to five different countries in a week, you can't keep up.
So what is it like now?
Oh, now it's amazing because Virgin Voyages partnered with Bridewell. So the crew now gets paid via their card because it's a Visa debit card from an institution that is accepted all over the world. Bridewell has provided Virgin Voyages with a printer. So every time we have crew that are joining, they get them a list. It's all encrypted because, you know, it's a very secure card. So then they get printed on board and given to you. So at month end, we calculate their wages. Once we know the net, we send the file. And Bridewell then, in turn, deposits it on the cards. And they have a choice. They have a choice of having it all sitting on their card, or they can have it wired to their respective banks. Let's say if you make $3,000 a month, but you want $2,000 to go to your bank to pay your bills, and the remaining, you know, is pocket cash, they can do that too. They can do a split. So it's very convenient to the crew. And a lot of those countries, they don't get credit cards as easily as we're used to here. So you have all these crew members from all these different countries who would like to make purchases like Amazon and all the online sites, and they couldn't. So now they can do it all. They can use their Visa card to purchase everywhere. They can use it all over the world. And, you know, you can be in Egypt one day and you can use it in their money. You can be in Greece one day and you can use it. And Bridewell makes sure that they have negotiated great exchange rates, so there is no hidden costs. It's a game changer for the crew. I mean, now they have the freedom to do whatever they want to, wherever they want to. They don't have to be bound to waiting until the cash to get home for them to use it. They can just use it all the time now.
And how quickly can it get back home to their families?
From the time it hits your holding account, which is Bridewell, to going into your bank, it can take a day. That's, you know, up to your bank. And let's say you want your family back home to have what they call a companion card. You can do that. For instance, the second it hits your card, that amount can be used by all the cardholders. They don't have to go to Western Union. They don't have to guess when the money is going there because it goes there the same time every month.
Sometimes that money also has to go to the guests. So how have guest refunds changed over time?
Oh, that's the best part when it comes to sailors. We call our guests sailors, you know. But the way it used to be, well, it still is in most companies, is it has to go to accounts payable. And, you know, check runs sometimes go every week, sometimes every other week. So there you wait until you get a check and hoping that your name is spelled correctly, because if not, you can't cash it with your bank, obviously. So then if it is, it takes you hopping in your car, going to a bank, or if you're savvy, you can deposit it on your app. But depending on your age bracket, you might not be used to that. With Ready Remit, that's the name of the program that I use. All I need is your name, your phone number, your email, and that's it. Boom, 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 money's on your account. Like 5 minutes, if even that. We want to keep the sailors happy, and a happy sailor will always return.
Of course, getting happy sailors to return is not an easy task, and there's room for a lot of technological innovation. So to get a sense of the technical infrastructure enabling these new tools and money movement, I spoke to Larry Hipp, CEO of Bridewell, a fintech leader in cross-border money movement. Larry is a technologist at heart, and he started at Bridewell as the chief technology officer before he became the COO and now the CEO. So tell us what Brightwell does. And, you know, I love the fact that you have this very sound technical background, but you also understand people and that your focus is probably on the end user experience. So what does Brightwell do and how does it serve its users?
Yeah, so I think at the, you know, the elevator pitch level, we would say we are a provider of cross-border services for a variety of industries. In reality, what we do is we help money get from point A to point B, where point A is a real human and point B is, well, once again, a real human. When we think about payments, a lot of times we're thinking about, oh, the speed, or is it a bank account, or is it a card? And those are the technical parts of how money moves. But at the end of the day, especially when you're thinking about a cross-border payment, most of the time that money is getting back to some place in the world, and it is a desperate need. It's supporting a family. In many parts of the world, it literally still takes a village. And so while we are a provider of cross-border payment services, at the end of the day, what we try and do is make it as frictionless and easy for someone who is a global money user to access their money and get money back to wherever home is, as it is for us here in the U.S. to use our money. For about the first 10 years of our company's history, we have been serving a really niche market of people that work on cruise ships. We've built a world-class ability for someone that works on this ship. Once again, that real person who's chosen to work on a ship, to leave their country, to work on a ship, oftentimes to support a full family back home. Come payday, we want to make sure it's easy to get money wherever they're from in the world. And the cruise industry has been a beautiful place for us to build our cross-border payment services expertise.
And is this the Brightwell Navigator solution? Could you tell us a bit about what Brightwell Navigator is and what it does?
Yes, it is our Brightwell Navigator product. Brightwell Navigator is our payroll distribution product, where companies like cruise ships can do payroll and deliver that payroll into the Navigator platform. And there's a store value there, and a user can decide if they want to send money right away. Okay, I got paid, and I just want that money to move automatically, think international direct deposit, or they can wait and they can watch the rates and they can see, you know, when they think it's the best time for them to send their money. And it's been the product that we built for the last 8 or 10 years. And it was kind of our first major cross-border product.
So tell us about the partnership with Visa Direct. What does Visa Direct bring to Brightwell, Brightwell Navigator? How does it make it better? What other options has it opened up?
Yeah, so the Visa Direct partnership has been fantastic in covering even more global endpoints than we could have done without Visa. With the Visa Direct coverage, where I think we're now over 8.5 billion different endpoints that we can reach out and push money to. And it's been something that we have celebrated internally because we want to make sure that we have the right delivery mechanism for the right part of the world for every single person that gets to use our product. And the reach at which where we can now deliver funds, where what used to be days, maybe sometimes to some part of the world, which now can be 30 minutes or sooner, and the money is literally right there in your bank account via the push-to-card transaction for Visa Direct. It's something that has brought an even broader way for us to get money efficiently back home for our users.
I mean, it sounds like that really kind of improves your ability to provide more real-time transactions. But what about transparency?
Yeah, so the hard part about cross-border services is sometimes money takes a little time. If you've got to go to a corridor in the world where maybe you're using the SWIFT network and you send that money off into the SWIFT network, could get stuck in some corresponding bank somewhere between here and there. And it takes time to research that, trace a wire, try and figure out what's happening. The idea that I'm going to set my money free on its way back to a country and it might take 2 or 3 days, or a week if it gets stuck in a compliance hold somewhere in a corresponding bank that the consumer didn't even know existed in their path from money to point A to B. With Visa Direct, we're able to see right where the money is all the time. And, you know, the reality of the situation is when you're moving money globally, you know, compliance is a real issue. And what we've been able to do with the Visa Direct technology is get much closer to where the funds are when something does go bump in the night. and so that we can jump in there and immediately work on getting the money to where it needs to go. But you take a push-to-card transaction through the Visa Direct network, and it's just kind of like magic for these users, right? And hey, I've been used to a day, maybe a day and a half before that money lands in my bank account, and now I can tap a button and I can see the processing transaction in my local bank account right away. It's a huge ability for confidence that the money is going to go and land where it's supposed to be. You know, many of us who've never been on the other side of the receiving end of money coming across borders, it's stressful. You know, I'm here in the States and I'm going to send you some money, maybe in the Philippines, and maybe it'll be there tomorrow. And, you know, with something like Visa Direct, where we can kind of inspect right where it is or get it there very quickly, it's just a huge sigh of relief for the person on the other end of the transaction and the person sending the money. Because, you know, for us, it's a problem that we take near and dear on making sure that there's real safety and security in knowing the money's going to get where it needs to go.
And I imagine this helps a lot with financial inclusion.
Yeah, you know, we see a ton of people that join our product that come from places in the world where it's still a cash economy. And the excitement that we see when somebody can move into the digital realm and start interacting in digital versus just that pure cash-based economy. There's also security. Cash is king in many parts of the world, but it's also still unsafe. You can lose it. It can get stolen easier. And when you bring somebody into that digital world and now their money is safe and secure, and it's a new experience for them, it definitely helps bring more of a global perspective on how real people use money on a daily basis.
So beyond Navigator, are there any other services that Brightwell offers to cruise lines and their employees?
Yeah, so we've been moving, you know, billions of dollars a year for payroll services. And we've built an amazing engine powered a lot by Visa Direct here. And we've moved into a new product that we've launched last year called Latitude that allows us to start doing business payments to consumers. And what we found is our kind of hospitality and travel expertise, when we started talking to our clients about other problems that they might have, say, on the passenger side, we find all types of issues when a business needs to move money to a passenger, a consumer of their product now, and that passenger of theirs is cross borders. And so what we've been able to do is start to move into new areas with our existing travel and hospitality clients where we can use the same engine and the same technology and the same teams that we have to do payroll distribution to help new use cases, such as a passenger refund. When you're a travel company or hospitality company, that experience with you and your resort or your cruise line or your airline is paramount to that customer coming back. And so the ability to take something that might have been a check that was issued in USD and mailed to your home in some other country and give you that instant Visa Direct push-to-card payment has been just a game changer for the clients we get to work with. And not only are we settling money faster and getting that money back to the passenger that needs it, but we're able to change the entire consumer experience of a refund. It allows us to help our clients take sometimes, which is a frustrating user experience, and turn it towards a positive one.
I mean, I can only imagine what a big impact this would have on the customer's experience with that brand, because one of the things we know from psychology is that when we think back on an experience, say a trip, we tend to remember the peak moment and then the end. And if in the end things weren't as you hoped them to be, that memory can stick with you. And if the cruise line can give you a bit of the money back that you invested into the trip to compensate, and that can happen quickly and seamlessly, I imagine that completely changes how you remember, how you think about, how you categorize that experience, and does make it more likely for you to choose that brand again.
Yeah, I mean, I think any of these experiences where we're taking our hard-earned dollars and trying to have, you know, a vacation, some sort of life experience for ourselves, you just want to feel taken care of. And that's at the core of hospitality companies in general. And so, you know, once again, it goes back to our thesis as a company. At the end of the day, yeah, we provide cross-border services, but we really focus on that real person at the under end of that payment.
So let's get into the technical weeds just a tiny bit, since that also is something that you are well able to speak to. What did it take to streamline and digitize these payments?
It's a ton of work. There's a lot of magic that sits on top of fintech apps that makes something like clicking a button and money showing up on the other end look easy. And the reality is, when you think about moving money global, there's a ton of tech behind the scenes that's not just pushing a button and trying to settle money from point A to point B. Everything around that payment is of the regulatory nature of moving money across borders, the compliance aspect. Having a technology platform behind those payments that allows that part of the payment to go frictionlessly is just as important from a tech perspective as connecting up an API and making something get from point A to point B. And so the real thing is, you know, most payments go through pretty easily, but not all of them. And so having the infrastructure and the tech around that to where when something does get a little off the rail, so to speak, because of some part of the world has gone awry, having all of the technology to help foster those payments to get where they need to go, that's where we can provide that last 10% of difficult customer service problems to solve. And it's taken years to perfect that. You know, one of the things that we've done over a decade with the cruise lines is had to learn how to get money to every country on this planet that we're allowed to send money to in the modality that they like in that country. And so that has been a huge technical advantage for us to moving into something new, like a passenger refund, because we've probably already had to send money to wherever that, you know, passenger is from. And we know the local laws, we know the local compliance, we know when it changes. And we have a huge team of people working all day to make sure that as the world macroeconomic landscape changes, that that falls back into the technology we use on a daily basis. So once again, it looks really easy. Hey, let's click a button and move money from point A to point B. But from a tech perspective, the technology that we've built to make sure the customer service, the compliance, the regulatory frameworks of all these payments, the OFAC checking, the AML, the KYC, making all of that work as fast as possible along the way is just as an innovation as it is as, you know, pushing a button and seeing that money show up on the other side.
It seems like something that these cruise line industries, anybody in the travel industry, anyone, anywhere would want to provide for their customers. Why hasn't someone else done this already?
It's a great question. I think it's because it's hard. The ability to tap into something that is Visa Direct or cross-border service, it takes time and effort to learn how to get that money accurately into that part of the world. And, you know, our partnership with Visa Direct has been amazing at providing a rail to deliver that money very, very quickly. And, you know, it takes a village underneath that payment, though, to make it go from point A to point B smoothly across all of the things it takes money to get from point A to point B. And I think the reality of the situation is it's just hard. And when things are hard, people maybe default back to what they know. And, you know, checks has been something that we as a U.S. economy, if you look at the stats on checks, there's still a lot of checks floating around out there. And, you know, when you think about any big enterprise along the way, it's an IT project and it's a treasury issue and budgets issues and those type things. And what we've been able to do is roll in and go, hey, we'll take over all of it for you. And so making that technology hurdle transfer from one of our customers to us has been a huge lift for us, for our ability to be one of those that can get in there and make these instant refunds happen without too much friction for our customers.
As you look into the future, are there any other industries or use cases that you see kind of Brightwell moving into where all this work that you've put in to build up this tech might also have an impact?
Yeah, so cruise lines has been our first love from an industry perspective. You know, we have spent a huge amount of time focusing on the real people that get on these cruise ships and understanding their lives and understanding how we can make a financial impact for them. Airlines is a new place for us that we're really excited about. And when you look beyond that, we're finding all types of use cases where this cross-border B2C, this business needing to pay one of their customers, we've got conversations right now with esports companies, as an example. We've got conversations with credit unions that are trying to disrupt themselves, right? They're trying to take over some of their technology on their own and wanting to provide cross-border services to their members. And if you think about the credit unions versus maybe the large big box retailers, nothing wrong with the big box retailing bank, but a credit union is often hyper-local for what their community needs. And we're finding the community banks around the country, especially around border states, wanting to have a little bit more control over that member experience. And so for us, we're looking at airlines, we're looking at kind of global distribution from, say, esports companies. We're also finding community banks being a really interesting place where something like the Visa Direct platform and all of the options that we have there are a huge lift of services to a credit union's members.
Well, Larry Hipp, thank you so much for coming on to Money Travels and sharing your experiences.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Before we go, let's end with a travel recommendation from one of our experts.
I would have to say Antarctica is one of the most special places and magical places I've ever been to. I remember the first time I ever went, I was standing there with a colleague of mine, and she had said to me, "This just makes me so happy to be alive." And I was like, "Yeah, that's right. That's the best way to describe Antarctica." I would recommend for everyone to go have a visit at least once in their life. It is beyond words.
Thank you for listening to Money Travels, and thank you to our guests, Mike Acton, Melissa Escalante, Andre Eduardo, and Larry Hipp. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe or follow the show and leave us a review so that other people can find it. Until next time, I'm Indre Viscontis, and this has been Money Travels, presented by Visa.